The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports.
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 So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, and the Rona and everything else. Let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Raybould, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. If Aaron likes it, he'll read it. It makes him feel important, so help him out. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-L-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. And it's a Wednesday where we do things just a little bit differently. When you call, text, tweet, send a raven, however you do it, put odds on it. What are the odds it's going to be a good show, Hoffman?
I'll go percent 88. How's that?
Yeah, I'm going to go 90. I feel really good about today's show. So I finally had a normal day. I had to go into the office today for a meeting, and I actually put on jeans for the first time in over a month.
How'd that go?
And it actually made me feel normal, believe it or not.
Okay. And they fit?
Yeah, they still fit.
Okay,
a little loose,
good.
Actually. A little loose. That's a good thing. But, yeah, I had to go in and meet with the boss today, and it was just nice to got to talk to Aaron for a few minutes, and Esme and Laura Beavers, and then Brandon and I got to talk for about 45 minutes about Sports Map and the future of that. So it was just nice to have an actual work day where I saw people, because I haven't driven that far since this started, since the last time I was at the station. I mean, the only time I've gone anywhere is like, you know, 5 minutes to go get, you know, Gatorade Zero from the gas station. So it was pretty cool. Although I didn't see a lot of people wearing their masks out there when I was driving around. So shame on you.
Well, I mean, did you wear your mask?
I did.
Okay. Like you wore it into the office?
I wore it in the office, but I didn't wear it while, you know, I was talking to people.
Okay.
But we practiced social distancing. We never got closer than 8 feet to each other. I mean, That's the beauty of that conference room. There's plenty of room in there, right? So you can go in there and be 10 feet away from each other and have a decent meeting. So,
okay.
But, yeah, just feeling good today. And like, last night was probably the first night in I don't know how long that I didn't have anything to drink. So for some reason, I got up feeling great today. I wonder why that is.
Good question.
I don't think those things are related, are they? I mean, you know. Just don't know. But anyway, so yeah, ready to have some fun today. And, you know, 713, can y'all just shut up and talk sports already? Love it.
Yes.
That's a callback to yesterday. So, but yeah, just ready to run and have some fun today. I don't know if you saw this story, but did you see the CDC has extended social distancing to include pets?
What?
Yeah, so, like, you know, obviously if your pets are in the same house, they're fine. But
they can't have play dates?
Yeah, they're suggesting you don't go to dog parks or you let them interact with people or animals outside the household.
How weird is that?
It's very weird, but, you know, I'm a little worried about the younger dog because we were taking her to, like, daycare every Friday, and she was really getting good at socializing. And now she's kind of turned into a full-on bitch because she hasn't been in a while.
Yeah.
So I've been keeping her away from other dogs anyway. So it's not really any different for me. But I am worried about when she has to go back, because it's going to be several months with just the one dog and us. But it also says if a person inside the household becomes sick Isolate that person from everyone else, including the pets.
Mm.
So that's your update from the CDC today.
Yeah, I didn't expect that.
So we had a conversation yesterday that led me to write a bonus column for tomorrow. And I don't know who suggested it, but it was kind of like how the NBA could, how they could finish their season. And we were talking about, man, it'd be kind of cool if they did like a World Cup thing. So I went and put together a complete World Cup type bracket for them to do to finish basketball season. Now, I know it's never going to happen. I don't think basketball is coming back or hockey. But the plan would be 20 teams. You would have four pods like they have in the World Cup. You play a round robin. The team that's in last is out. And then you have a 16-team single elimination bracket. And you have them at, like, one place, right? Like the one bracket would be at Staples Center, and one bracket would be in Dallas and stuff like that. So that you play all the games in one place. And I did the same thing for hockey and just said alternate every other day. So one day you'd have hockey and one day you'd have NBA. And I spent a lot of time on it. So if you get a chance, please read it tomorrow. I do want to make it clear. I don't believe any of this is going to happen, and it probably shouldn't, but it is kind of a cool idea for something different. Because I love the idea of a single elimination tournament. Now, how would that championship look compared to somebody who won a 7-game schedule? It's not the same, but the world's not the same.
Right.
So, St. Patrick says, definitely not sticks to sports guy, but can't wait until you have a reason to end the show with stay sportsy, bitches. Didn't think I would miss sports this much. I think there's some...
Good old sports.
Yeah, I mean, I miss it, but it's not like... I mean, I think when you look at the grand scheme of everything that's going on, you know, it'll be great to have it back. But I also think we should prepare ourselves. It might be 2021 before we have sports as we know it again.
Yeah.
And as much as that would suck, I mean, we can, you know, we all need to find a way to survive.
That's right.
So, and, you know, hopefully we start seeing some of these relaxations on businesses and it doesn't, it doesn't screw things up. And, you know, somebody says, I'd love a one-time March Madness NBA return. And that's kind of what it is. You know, I combined March Madness with the World Cup. And that's what I came up with. And, you know, hey, I'm a little bored too. I'm trying to look for things to come up with. But, you know, I know baseball still has its plans, and I think it was I still like that idea of the Astros and Dodgers being in the same division for a year. I think that'd be pretty cool. But, you know, none of us really know when we're going to be able to do stuff again. We just know that they're slowly going to roll it back, and we'll see. I would be surprised if there's anything with fans before at least the fall. I mean...
That's probably a safe thing to say. Yeah, it'll be a while.
And A32 asks, what are the odds we get a Blitz soccer show since Europe seems optimistic about restarting? Well, the good news is we have a soccer show, a really good one, with Glenn Davis.
True.
And I guess Bundesliga is starting back in mid-May is the plan in Germany, and I think the Premier League has got a plan, too, to get going again. But, again, no fans. That's a sport that it'll be really interesting to watch without fans, because soccer fans are nuts, and I mean that in a good way. But
they care a lot.
Yeah, and they sing the whole time, and it's. But you know, that's one of the things I miss is like I'd gotten to where every Saturday morning I'd get up and I'd watch Premier League. I was kind of getting into it. It was my thing because there's nothing else on Saturday mornings, and I can't sleep anyway. So it'd be nice to have that back, but. Just like anything else, man. It's like we don't want to get it back and they play two games and everybody gets sick and they have to cancel the whole thing again.
Right. Then what was the point of coming out to begin
with? Bernardo says, if anything, we're seeing why pro athletes get paid the money they do. We can't survive without sports. We can survive.
We'll be all right.
There's a reason that we love movies. There's a reason that we love sports. It gives us an escape. It gives us something to do. It gives us something to talk about. So, yeah. But and somebody asked any update on the Places to Eat in Houston article y'all were going to do. I'm going to email everybody this week. I had planned to do it yesterday, and then I wanted to do the tonsil.
I think Eric Sandler put something out on Culture Map today about all the restaurants that are open.
Yeah, yeah, he did, which we can go over at some point today. But yeah, I decided that I wanted to break down the tonsil thing because we talked so much about it, and it is such a big contract. And as we were talking about yesterday, when you look at it, it's, oh, wow, $22 million a year. But then you actually look at how they're paying it out, and it's really only bad the last 2 years, and which is bad, don't get me wrong. But it's also not one of those where you look at it and go, oh, okay, they're paying him $22 million every single year. Doesn't quite work out that way. So, but I did point out that it's not just that. It's not that contract that's the problem. It's the Whitney Mercilesses and the Kickers and stuff like that. And you add all that up and you're like, what the hell? So, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And I have another headline that I just, it's one of those no bleep headlines, but I think you can take it in whatever direction you want. Stimulus checks sent to the dead should be returned, says the government.
I disagree.
They say anyone who received a stimulus payment for a deceased relative should return it. Says you're not supposed to keep that payment. I'm kind of like, well, if you sent it to them and I'm supposed to get what they get, isn't it okay to keep it?
I mean, I guess. Did you even get one of those checks?
No, I didn't qualify.
Yeah, I didn't either. It's a bummer. I sure would like to, but I feel like everybody got it. And if dead people are getting it, now I start to feel like maybe I should get it. But, you know, if they are going to return them, I guess I'll survive.
Yeah, I mean, I was just going to give mine away anyway and maybe dump it into the poker pool or something, but for charity. But yeah, I don't know what the cutoff was, but the number that I was told, yeah, I wouldn't qualify. But and plus the household income when they add it all up.
It's, yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, I want that. Now, I don't want it to go to people who are going and buying lottery tickets with it. If you're doing that, shame bell for you.
Well, I mean, what if you win at the lottery?
Yeah, what if you get struck by lightning? There's a better chance of that. But, you know, I know there's some people who ran off to Forever 21 and stuff like that. And, yeah, you know, that bothers me a little because theoretically you're supposed to be paying your bills with that. But, again, you can't control what people are going to do. And I think most people are using it the right way. They're using it to help pay their bills and keep their homes and keep their apartments and things like that. But, you know, now you're keeping dead people's checks and running off to buy lottery tickets.
Yep.
Okay. Let's take a quick break. That went by fast. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. John in Orange says, if dead people can vote in big cities, why shouldn't they get stimulus checks?
Right.
Okay.
Give the people what they want.
Exactly. Exactly.
Free
and
money.
281 says it's a stimulus check. It's for the economy. Spend it on stupid stuff. Okay, go right ahead.
Yeah, Fred, you stickler. Stimulate the lottery ticket economy.
Yeah, yeah, because they need money. Ooh, boy. I don't know if you saw this, but some good news from the governor that the restaurants that are reopening on a limited capacity on Friday, May 1st, they will be able to continue alcohol to go sales.
I've heard that, man. That's I got to tell you, this is good stuff. This could, I mean, obviously the pandemic has been a disaster and nobody wanted this, but it could really change up some old, outdated alcohol laws that Texas has been holding on to.
Yeah, that's if there's a positive to come out of it, and there's a lot of places that have off sale, which I love, you know, because they do it in Canada, and like you'll go to the bar and you'll drink for a while and you're like, hey, we're going to go back to the cabin now. Let's grab a six pack to take with us. And, you know, it's awesome to be able to do that. So I hope that when all this is over, same thing. It's like, okay, we're going to go have some dinner and have some margaritas and hey, let's take a couple margaritas to go and drink them at home.
Yep.
And I think that's that'll help. I mean, that's because I don't like to drink if I'm driving. So it'd be fine to take a couple home. And that helps put a little more money into the restaurant, and it's all good. So I hope that this turns into a loophole that doesn't get closed because, you know, that's kind of a big deal. And we are so far behind on our liquor laws, it's not even funny. But this is a good step. So let's hope that they just decide, you know what, let's just keep it. This is a good thing.
It would be nice.
Although... I keep seeing all these guys get arrested for DWI, including your boy, Mr. InfoWars.
InfoWars, InfoWars.com, Alex Jones.
What are people doing out drinking and driving right now?
Wait, did he get one, like, since the coronavirus thing has been going on?
Yeah,
because he got one maybe 6 months ago. Remember him and his wife got in a fight and he left the house and his wife called the cops on him?
Apparently, unless this is an old story because it doesn't have a date on it, but like 4 a.m. on Tuesday morning, he got one in
Travis County.
Travis County. So
I wonder if it is an old story because I mean he literally just got one 6 months ago. So if he got another one, yikes! You're going two in a calendar year. That ain't good.
Yeah, where are people going to drink and drive right now?
Well, I know where people are drinking. Like, why do you got to? You don't really have much reason to leave.
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of a good thing, right? If you're going to stay at home and get smashed, stay at home and get smashed.
You would think DUI rate would be way down.
Yeah, but I'm seeing a bunch of them. I was talking to somebody yesterday about that. It's like, what? Who the hell's getting DWIs right now? But well, apparently they're out there. So. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Somebody says drive-through daiquiri and margarita places have been around for a while in Houston, don't see much difference. Have they? I'm never actually...
Yeah, there's like daiquiri huts and things like that, but they, I mean, it's not, I mean, from what I understand, you buy the booze and you buy like the mix separately, you go home, you mix your own drinks. It's not like the daiquiri drive-thrus in Louisiana where, I mean, literally they hand you a cocktail through a window, and as long as the straw is in the wrapper, it's legal.
Oh, I love Louisiana. I love being able to walk into a 7-Eleven and buy Jack Daniels or something.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that in Vegas, too, but we've always been way behind here on stuff like that, which... You know, fine. You work around it, but you know, it would be cool if they kept it up. Longhorn Dimitri said, if you make over 75 a year, you don't get stimulated. He said he didn't get one either. So yeah, I didn't know what the cutoff was, but I thought that's what it was. And I think there's some kind of combined household income as well, in case there's only one of you working.
Garbage. So,
832 says DWI lawyer here. DWI arrests are down significantly. A few outliers, of course, but a big drop off.
So it's just Alex Jones.
I guess we're just getting it's bigger news now because maybe because there's fewer of them. So somebody says they have drive through daiquiri in Beaumont, and you get a cocktail with a straw.
Okay. Well, and, what do I know?
And there's one in Baytown. So they make it and seal it. So I'm not a big daiquiri guy, so I wouldn't know. But
I mean, in Louisiana, daiquiri is such a loosely used term. Like, it basically means, like, you can get it with whatever you want in it when you drive through. They've got, like, 100 different mixes, and most of them are, it's just Everclear and nonsense. I mean, they're just trying, and rum, they're just trying to get you wrecked.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's, like, the whole, all down Bourbon Street, they have those things, right, where, you know, but, everybody's telling me that you can, they actually have them where you can go and buy them to go.
Well, there you go.
I was unaware of that, but, you know, if that's the case, then it doesn't make a lot of sense that you can't do it somewhere else, right? I mean, I guess those are specifically set up for that. Man, I don't know if you saw this, and I'm not going to go through the list, but Texas Monthly ranked all of Willie Nelson's albums.
Okay.
Do you know how many he's actually made?
I don't. I feel like I've got sort of a general guess. It's like in the mid 60s, maybe 50s, 60s.
143.
Oh boy. Okay.
I had no idea. But
well, how many of those are live albums?
Well, I'd have to go through the whole. I'm not going to go through a ranking of 143.
Right.
But I'm sure there's a bunch of them that he did live albums. And there's some greatest hits in there and stuff like that, I'm sure.
Here we go. Willie Nelson discography, 94 studio albums consisting of 69 solo studio albums. So I was pretty close, mid-60s. Yeah. And 25 collaborative studio albums. 13 live albums. 51 compilation albums and 41 video albums, as well as the soundtracks of The Electric Horseman and Honeysuckle Rose. Jeez. Busy dude.
Well, I mean, he's been around forever. Willie Nelson's a national treasure, man. I mean, I hope that guy lives another 20 years.
Do you think, like, if you say, hey, play this song off this album, do you think he knows all of his songs by heart?
Boy. No, I don't think he does.
I don't either. I mean, he probably knows the ones that he's played over and over again, but it seems like that's too many songs for him to know all of them.
I'm sure if you said, hey, Willie, play Whiskey River, no problem. You know, he's all over that. But, yeah, I bet if you get into some obscure B-sides, he's going to be like, did I write that?
Yeah.
Did I sing that song? But, and plus, you know, he has smoked a lot of weed.
That's true.
Yeah. 409 says the people that claim to be time travelers have been exposed. None of them ever mentioned coronavirus.
Yeah, Fred. What's up with that?
Well, I've always said I don't buy time travel.
Oh, okay. I thought you were a time travel guy.
No, I'm more of an alien guy.
Okay.
But not a time travel guy. Until somebody wants to travel back in time and they said, tell me who's going to win the Derby in September. So... John says on the to-go drinks, if you break the seal, that's an open container and they should be questioned.
Okay.
That would make sense. So, interesting. Well, I know you're not supposed to be driving around, with an open container. That much I know, which I see a lot of, I see a lot of people driving around with their beers in the paper brown bag.
Sack. Yeah.
Yeah. Which,
yeah, no one buys a tall boy at the gas station to drink when they get home. Let's just be real.
Yeah. But wouldn't that be probable cause? I mean, I'm no lawyer or law enforcement guy, but if you see somebody driving around with that, wouldn't you say, maybe we should pull this guy over?
I would think so, but again, I'm no lawyer.
Ashok said, going to be strange listening to y'all through headphones at my desk. My work told me today that we're going back to work on Monday.
Oh, well.
Good luck and be safe.
That could be a good thing. right?
Yeah, well,
things getting back to normal a little bit.
If you haven't been getting paid, it's a
it's definitely a good thing.
So, yeah, I mean, honestly, I know that we're not ready to go back to, you know, our office being the way it was, and that's fine. I'm not really for that. It was just nice to do it for one day, but you know, all right, let's take a quick break. Please don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, and I got to tell you about TGS Insurance. Listen, if you're looking for a way to save some money during these times, maybe you've taken a pay cut, or you just don't have any business coming in, or you're furloughed, and you're like, God, we got to really tighten up around here. Well, TGS has a great way to do it, and it's super simple. It takes 15 seconds. If you own your home, check this out. See if they can help you out. Here's the way it works. You text the word money to 232323. System will ask for your address. You reply back with that. They're going to send you a full quote and proposal with excellent coverage within 15 seconds, and you could save some real money. I saved over $1,000 annually, and the average customer is saving nearly $900 a year. They've got a nearly perfect online rating, over 800 reviews, and like I said, you can save real money. And there's no need to wait for your renewal. TGS will save you money now, and they'll take care of the back end and the paperwork, get your refund check sent in from the other guys. TGS is open right now, unlike the other guys. Text the word money to 232323 and start saving now.
Whiskey River, take my mind. Don't let her memory talk to me.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And don't know if you saw this, but the Fury Wilder Fight 3 has been postponed.
Yeah, until late in the year.
Won't take place until November or December at the earliest.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, it's smart. I mean, there's no point right now in you know, planning for something that there's a 90% chance you're going to have to move back anyway. So, question for AJ. Did you hear that a bum ran up on Luke Rockhold trying to spit on him?
Oh,
and he front kicked her in the face and knocked her clean out.
Oh, no.
Is that for real?
I haven't heard that story.
Huh.
I mean, I could do a quick Twitter search, but yeah, I haven't heard that.
Well, while you're looking that up, I have another moral dilemma question for you.
Okay.
Apparently, two people broke into Tennessee's football stadium, the college, not
stadium.
Neyland Stadium, yeah, and attempted to steal more than $600 worth of beer from the stadium.
Okay.
Police were able to catch. Now, keep in mind, $600 is not a lot of beer because they sell them for $12 to $13 each, but they caught three people who got inside the perimeter fencing, and they were carrying 24 beers apiece. Didn't I read this week that there's a bunch of beer sitting in stadiums that's going to go bad?
I mean, I would think it's not like they're, you know, having craft beer that's built to last for a long time. They're not storing lambic in football stadiums.
No. But I mean, I actually saw a story that said that there's a lot of beer sitting in these stadiums that is basically going to go to waste. So maybe they just read that and were trying to help the people out.
Yeah.
You still can't steal it. But Brother Bear says HC.
Yeah, and it looks like it's true. I'm reading. Luke Rockhold's quoted on it and said basically it was like a zombie woman and she was like hawking a loogie. And he said, I didn't know it was a woman at first. He said, but I don't know that it would have mattered. And he said, I instinctually, you know, threw a kick out there and boom. Obviously, it went his way.
Yeah, I'm probably guessing he's going to win that one inside of a minute.
Yeah. But, oh, yeah.
But, I mean, don't spit on people right now.
Yeah.
I mean, well, don't do it anyway. I mean, I'd like this to leave our society completely. But especially now, yeah, I don't care if you're a man or a woman. If you're spitting on me, I'm not waiting. I'm not going to just say, oh, you must be a woman. Dude, I'm knocking your ass out if I can. I probably can't because I'm old.
It's funny because now I'm looking and, like, there's legitimate there's some people who are, like, saying that Rockhold's a bad guy for doing this. I don't know. I tend to think I'm on Team Rockhold here.
Yeah, I think I am too. Somebody says, wait, Luke wasn't the one getting KO'd?
Come on. Oh, actually, the more I read it now, it looks like, yeah, Luke was hawking a loogie on a homeless lady and she beat his ass. It's
honestly, I mean, what are you supposed to do in that situation now? I mean, I'm a turn the other cheek guy, but in the Rona world, somebody spitting on you, I mean, that's a lot more dangerous than in the old days.
I mean, it's one thing for a zombie hobo to spit on you in general, like on a non-corona world. I think in the corona times, it's completely unacceptable.
Yeah, I mean, it's bad anyway. I don't know how I'd react to that just pre-rona. Hey, you know how I wanted to call this the Tiger Virus?
Yeah.
Because, it made Joe Exotic famous, and then the Tiger got it. I have another case for this.
Okay.
Roy Horn of Siegfried and Roy.
Uh-oh.
He's got the Rona.
Uh-oh. And he has to socially distance from his animals.
Yeah. But guess what? What does he hang around with? Tigers.
Tigers. Yeah.
I think this thing has developed its own theme.
Uh-oh.
He's 75 years old and on the road to recovery, according to his publicist.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah, but maybe he got it from a tiger. Maybe this is where it all started. Maybe it wasn't a bat.
You know what? I actually heard something different. I actually heard that the disease started when someone ate a crow.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of person would do that?
What a pig.
That's just dumb.
Yeah, disgusting. Now look where we are. Thanks a lot.
Oh, so I'm patient zero is what you're telling me.
I think you might be.
Well, then they should just take my blood and use that for a virus. For a vaccine.
Maybe so. Your blood's ruined now, though. I mean, with years of abuse, you've ruined your blood.
Yeah, no one under the age of 21 could take my blood.
Yeah, it's like lumpy and thick. It's gross.
Well, it's filled with vodka and whiskey and everything else.
And dust. Don't forget dust.
Well, yeah, dust. Yeah. And, you know, who knows? You know, hooker stuff. I don't know. Don't know if you saw that the NCAA green-lighted this thing that would let make it official that players could benefit off their likenesses.
Yeah.
I kind of knew about this the other day, and I should have brought it up then, but it's official now. So they can profit from marketing opportunities, social media, personal appearances, businesses they have started. But one negative here. The only thing I care about on this is I want my EA Sports NCAA football back.
Let's get it.
That was my favorite game of all time. Unfortunately, that would require group licensing. So it says the bad news for those hoping the NCAA would lead to the return of college sports video games. The working group is also not recommending any changes to NCAA rules to permit group licenses, which is what would be needed for video games. So
you're saying it's not coming?
Yeah. So, I'm glad you guys are going to get paid. but this is about me. I want my damn video game back. Now, they did leave open the possibility of some sort of group licensing in the future. So I'm hoping this is just a wording thing and they can come up with a way to make it work, because that NCAA football game was my favorite.
That was good. I like the basketball game, too.
Oh, yeah, the basketball game.
And then for like
cool.
a year, they did the baseball game, which I never really liked college baseball, but I thought it was. I still thought the video game was kind of cool.
I never actually played that one. I bought the basketball and the football every single year, and you know I enjoyed playing them, and they were, you know, and I still have my NCAA football, whatever the last year was, for Xbox that I still pull out every now and then. Hockley Dan wants to know, what are the odds Judge Fowler would dismiss the charges against those idiots who stole the beer? I would dismiss the charges as long as they paid cost for the beer.
My mom said that they should have sold that beer just above whatever they paid for it and given the money to charity or something.
Yeah, that's a thought. That would have been a good one.
A couple NFL players have been arrested. And
yes.
I would ask you, which one do you think is more serious? But I think I kind of know. Bashaud Breeland of the Kansas City Chiefs, charged with resisting arrest, driving without a license, possession of marijuana, transportation of alcohol in a motor vehicle with the seal broken, open container in vehicle. So not great things. Apparently had a blunt that weighed about 1.3 grams, and then they located about 3.2 more grams of marijuana in his driver's side door. Had two open bottles of Corona and a bottle of Patron in the car. So that's not ideal, but it's a lot better than former Jaguars linebacker Telvin Smith's charge of unlawful sexual activity with minors.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not good.
He's not wise, guys.
29 years old. He's being held on $50,000 bond. Actually, $50,003. But, yeah.
$3, ooh.
Yeah, just in case. I got the $50K. You're a little short, buddy. So yeah, that's never a good charge. Never a good charge. Unlawful sexual activity with certain minors. I don't know what certain minors is. Is that like, you know, child stars or something?
I don't know what that means. Maybe it's certain minors that are working.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's the thing. You would have thought Breeland would have been a runaway winner with his.
Yeah.
Even though he claimed that somebody threw the blunt in his car. But
Yeah, I think he told the cops he's an enthusiast.
Well,
but also, I mean, what are we doing arresting guys in 2020 for smoking pot?
Well, running around with open bottles of Patron in your car.
I think the cops came up on them because they were standing around smoking.
Well, maybe you shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, it's not a great time to be passing blunts. I think everybody should have their own smoke device if they want to smoke.
I would agree. All right, let's take a very quick break. Please don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Then I have to make my own lane. They're asking
me if I can't see the darkness down below. May I have everyone's attention?
You're listening to The Blitz.
Rock and roll, boys.
On ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Want to remind you, we have another poker tournament on Saturday. This is probably going to be the last one as they open stuff back up. We'll see how it goes, but that's the tentative plan. All you have to do is go to sportsmap.com. Sportsmap.com, the greatest website in the history of the known universe, and find the editor's picks, and $10 of that will go to charity. We've raised over $5,000 so far with the other three, and Matter of fact, checks went out to the charities Kids Meal Houston and Southeast Texas Food Bank today. So we're going to do one more. Hopefully it'll be our biggest one yet. And David Gao himself has pledged to match up to $975 for
charity
on this one. Yeah,
and we've made that much every week, so I mean, I'm guessing that's going to happen again.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt. I mean, I know it was down a little bit last week because I think it was because of the draft.
Well, it was because I wasn't playing.
Well,
nobody
wanted
to play because I was out.
Yeah, that's what it was. But I'm not going to cash because I'm playing horrible right now, and I guarantee you I'm gonna be really bad on Saturday, but if I do cash, I will donate half of my earnings. So, which I've been doing all along. Steelers fan here. Word on the street, or what are you doing out on the street, Steelers fan? There's a real possibility they'll get Cam. That would be a disaster. Pitt does not do well with divas, AB, Bell, etc. I would like it if they did that. I think you need some Roethlisberger insurance. I also think that I don't think he's going to be a real big diva as a backup. And if he is, you're probably signing him for almost nothing. So it's easy to say, you know what, get out of here. We don't need you. But would you rather have that, or would you rather have Duck back out there throwing passes for
you? Yeah, or Mason Rudolph.
Yeah. So I like it. That's one of the places that we mentioned the other day as a possibility. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number. Somebody asked, Fred, how's the hair coming in? Funny you should mention that. I tweeted out a picture earlier today. It's getting very Lebowski-ish. So, I'm happy with it. Once we're back, I'll do something goofy with it. I haven't decided yet whether it's spike it and go half black, half white skunk style, or dye it all black or something. I'm gonna do something goofy. We shall see.
All right.
You know, just for the people. And we're gonna have Taylor McCarg on today. Is that correct?
Yeah, and he's actually got some thoughts on the licensing as well as the G League stuff, as well as some. I told him I wanted to talk today about some of the quarterbacks that got drafted, not just the top guys, but some of the guys down the list a little bit.
Cool. So it'll be fun to talk to him. That'll be at 5:30. Have you seen that Extraction movie yet on Netflix?
I have not.
I haven't either. Apparently it's Chris Hemsworth, and I'm a big fan, so I'll probably watch it. I saw the previews, and all I could hear was Thor. I mean, it's just, I know that's his voice, but it's almost like every movie that, blanking on his name, what's-his-face has made since The Matrix, not Neo, but Morpheus. Every movie, all I hear is Morpheus when he talks. I kind of feel like that's going to be the case with this.
Maybe
I'm just
so.
I hear Thor. But
maybe
I hear it's so. Good, and this is probably the only summer blockbuster we're getting.
It might be.
So, a couple of people have already watched it and have good things to say about it on the text line. So, maybe that's what I'll do tonight. I don't know. And breaking news. Jonathan Joseph signs with the Titans.
Well, bye.
Yeah, I don't get that at all. I mean, maybe he gives you some veteran leadership, but he sure can't play anymore. That seems odd to me. But yeah, it's another one Vrabel worked with, so. Maybe he's got enough left to go out there and not embarrass himself. But
I don't know, man. It didn't look good last year. It hasn't looked good the last couple years. I have a hard time seeing much left in that.
Well, and considering that he was getting benched for Vernon Hargraves and Gary and Conley and guys like that last year, it's like, are you really going to be better another year older?
Right. I can't picture it.
Lawrence Fishburne, that's who I was trying to think of.
Yeah.
But yeah, like when he was in, when he was Silver Surfer, all I could hear was Morpheus. You know, he would talk and be, all you know is at an end, Neo. It just, There's some roles and some guys that once you're locked in on them, that's So he said, what was it you were saying would be the only summer blockbuster? I missed it. Well, I mean, everything else has been pushed back,
yeah,
right?
There's no movie theaters.
So, and it's on Netflix, and, I mean, it's been all over Netflix advertising. So, if you know, 409 says, are you kidding? Jay Joseph ain't what he used to be, but he is still a dog, D-A-W-G. No, he's a D-O-G. The guy can't play anymore.
That's really the thing. Everybody always thinks like, oh, well, he's not a top guy anymore. He's still got that instinct. Like, sometimes having instinct and, like, a will to be there isn't enough. And we see that in prize fighting all the time. But, I mean, professional athletics is it's an ugly thing when you're physically not able to do what you used to be able to do. You can be a dog all you want, but if you can't, if you can't play, it doesn't matter. And I don't think JJ's still. I don't think he's got anything left to play with.
No, and hey, listen, I love the guy. He was great here for a long time, but the last 2 years he's been cashing a check, and now he's going to cash a check with somebody else. And hey, good for him. But you know, the reality is, he's just a name now, and that people get so caught up on that. Whenever there's a free agent out there that can't play anymore, like for the longest time, sign T.O. T.O. is done, you know, and you think, oh, well, let's go get this guy. He used to be this. I mean, athletes get old, and when they do, it's just not the same. That's one of the reasons why I quit playing basketball. It's like I could see what to do. I could see where to throw the ball. I could see the move to make. And I'm too old and slow. It's just not there. And that happens to these guys, especially at that level. You lose a step as a cornerback, and then you lose two steps as a cornerback. It doesn't really matter what your instincts tell you to do. And it's sad, but that's the reality. 713-780-ESPN. Somebody says $14 billion in debt on Netflix for Extraction.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I don't know what that means. Did you you see they're going to do a thing on Alex Smith and his injury? Man, looking at that thing, why is he trying to come back?
It's when athletes are in love with the game that they play, man. They will do anything to keep playing it. I'm reading a book right now, and actually I'm going to have the author on our show. Depending on when I finish it, it'll probably be either late this week or early next. A book about Ken Shamrock, the MMA pioneer Ken Shamrock, and how, you know, his career it didn't really even end until recently. I think his last fight was in 2016, and then you think back. I mean, he started. He fought it, you know, in Pancrase. In the early 90s, like 1992, 93, and was doing kickboxing and things like that back then. His body gave out on him, but he still wanted to do it so badly. And, you know, when you look at – you can look at these guys' records, and, you know, Ken Shamrock is a good example of it, a dude that was at one point in his career was – 22 wins and 4 losses, and at the end of his career is 28 wins and 17 losses. It's just dudes want to do it, and they'll go through hell to get their bodies ready to do it. And then their bodies break on them again, but that's what's important to them.
Well, and you know, there's a part of it, like a guy like Tito Ortiz who kept fighting and fighting and fighting. There's a part of you that wants to keep seeing him out there, but then it's kind of sad when you see what he is versus what he was.
Yeah.
Fedor was like that. You know, it's like, wait, part of me still wants to watch the guy anytime he fights, but, you know, he's not that anymore. Jason says, bring back Favre. Yeah, that's... he might be more effective at this point, you know? But, and Darnell talking about Alex Smith said, dude had his quad muscle on his ankle.
Yeah, that's pretty gnarly.
But I
but
mean,
you know what? Listen, Fred. I mean, the reality is the injury that I had when I was fighting, they said there was zero chance I would be able to fight again. And I fought, I think, three more times after that. So it's four more times after that. So, I mean, a lot of the times, like, you think these injuries are so catastrophic that you can't recover from them. But modern medicine's come a long-ass way, and it's not as impossible as it would have once seemed.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff like microfracture. You used to hear that, and it's like,
that
oh,
was the
boy.
End of you. Yeah.
Yeah. And now it's not so bad. So it's just like Tommy John. So, yeah, you're out for a long time, but most guys are able to come back.
I mean, when I was a kid, an ACL was basically, that was a career ender. You know, yeah. And now it's like an 8-month recovery.
Well, and like the shoulder injury I had now, probably it's 6 months out instead of, okay, yep. Your sports career is over forever. But because that was the mid-'80s, and they didn't really have the same science that they have now for blowing up your arm. All right, let's take a quick break. Hour one in the books. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!